Hi, everyone. Welcome to the show, The Metaphysical World and More. My name is Nancy, and I host the show. And today, I have two incredible guests on. They are a team, and I am going to have them both talk a little bit about themselves individually. And then after we're done with that, I'm going to ask them some questions so that everybody gets to know who they are. So, William and Leslie, welcome to the show.
Hello, Nancy.
Hello, Nancy.
Now, I'm going to have you both talk just a little louder because on separate phones like that, it kind of muffles your voice a little bit. So just a little bit louder for both of you, okay?
Okay.
Great. Who would like to be first in kind of explaining who you are?
Well, I guess I'll go first.
All right.
Well, my name is Leslie Noble, and my husband says that I disguise myself as a massage therapist. Most of the things I've been studying for the past 20 years have been energy work, so my massage has evolved into many different things in energy work. A few of the things I'm most excited about, I've been studying a lot of things over the last 17 years, but a few things that I'm really excited about right now that I'd like to tell you about is I'm an instructor for Quantum Touch, which is a really easy hands-on healing technique. If people already do Reiki, it boosts their Reiki power quite a bit. And I've seen amazing things happen, even in the classes that I teach. They're just so much fun. One of the other things that I've just learned recently is a process called diffusion. And just like when your body has blockages from, like an acupuncture point is blocked, and even if you're, like if it's the acupuncture point for your heart and it's blocked, even though you're taking medicine or herbs or homeopathic, you still can't heal the heart unless that blockage is removed. So the diffusion process it has an effect on the physical, but mostly there's blockages in our energy system, which is much bigger than even our aura. So once the diffusion process helps remove those energy blockages, and then once those blockages are gone, it frees up all your frees up a lot of energy for mental, emotional, physical, for the whole healing process. The last 2 weeks with the diffusion process, I actually got to work on two people that at that point were really close to being suicidal. And by working through this process, which is erasing these blockages, which can go way back to all, actually to different dimensions in our energy field. And there was a huge turnaround even in one session that we did. I was like, because this process is so new, I was just really astounded. And of course, we've got a lot of different things to unravel, so, you know, you can't do something just once. But it really helped to turn them around from, you know, being right on the brink of something that could be kind of dangerous, turn them around and help them change their attitude and get a hold of better hold on things.
That's pretty amazing. You know, I think a lot of people, and don't worry, William, I'm going to talk to you in just a second, but I want to just say a couple things to Leslie. A lot of people do not realize how far back some of their wounds can go, you know, because a lot of people who are not, you know, into the metaphysical world or, you know, whatever word you want to choose, do not realize that that soul that comes from lifetime to lifetime carries many, many things with it. And it, you know, it does and can screw up some things going on in the people who are like here today and know, but they don't quite understand why or where it's come from.
That's
so the diffusion part that you're talking about, I think, is really, really important for people today.
It's really fascinating. And it's not even necessarily past lives. It can be part of the work goes seven generations back. Some of the stuff that came up for me had to do with it from birth to conception. Stuff that was going on. And again, with this process that I learned, her name is Chandra Johnson, who developed it, and she goes back to many different dimensions. So, especially as old souls, I think as old souls have got probably a lot more stuff we're dragging around from all the stuff we've experienced. And, you know, a lot of it is soul wounds, wounds of the soul.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes, you know, if you've been doing your positive affirmations for years and you're wondering, why aren't they working? And, you know, you bought a book of The Secret and you're like, oh, this sounds wonderful, but it's not working. And you've got these blockages. You know, it's trying to paddle upstream without a paddle.
Mm-hmm.
So you get rid of those blockages, and then it's like, oh, boom, boom, boom. But I especially think the old souls have a lot to, you know, we're carrying a lot of stuff.
No, we're carrying a bunch, actually. Okay, now, I'm gonna pick on William a little bit because he's being awfully quiet there. So, William, can you tell us a little bit about yourself, please?
Well, I've been in the natural healing field since 1949. I started to naturopathic chiropractic college at that time. And I didn't graduate until 10 years later after spending 4 years in the Navy Medical Corps. And then I finished college. And so I've actually been in practice. This is my 47th year.
Long time.
And I'm a naturopath and chiropractor, an acupuncturist, and a Reiki therapist. I use the quantum touch with my patients. Being a chiropractor, it becomes very easy to do. I have my hands on people all the time.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes they don't know why they're getting better, but I do. And so, I remove blockages of nerve interference as a chiropractor, but then I'm finding after I do all that, the patients aren't healing as rapidly, so then I rely on Leslie to do her thing, which is trace back all these different blockages, and she has a whole array of things she refers to in order to come up with some answers. And I never give her the case history on a patient. I just give her the name, and then I'll tell her later how accurate she is.
It's great.
And so that makes us a team,
mm-hmm.
and it sure made me look better.
That's what teams do. They complement each other, you know?
You bet.
Now, you also have studied the cranial.
Yeah, I studied this last year. You never stop studying. I'm 77 and a half years old, and I find it fascinating to continue studying. So I was studying the effect of the cranial bones on the movement of cerebral spinal fluid and how that affects the rest of the structure of the body. And so that's been a new thing for me. It's something I wanted to study years ago, but there was no one teaching what I'd been introduced to back in 1949.
Mm-hmm.
And so last year I was able to accomplish that, and now I'm practicing that in addition to all the other things that I do.
Do you think that when somebody has the cranial work done on them, that they can tell the difference like right away, or do you think it may take a little bit of time?
Well, some of the techniques I've used, the patients can tell immediately, well, within a few minutes, they'll feel a flow of energy going from the top of their head down to their tip of their toes, and they seem more relaxed and more receptive of any suggestions that I may have to encourage them to improve the quality of their health.
Okay. Now, you also do light therapy.
Yes, I do. I was introduced, and this was also, I have to thank Leslie for this, since she uses quantum touch, anything that had quantum in the title intrigued her. So about 30 miles from us, there's a little town called Barneville, and we were driving through there one day, and she said, can we stop and see if there's a company called Quantum Devices here? And so I said, well, yes, we can do that. And we saw the sign, we went in, and I met Ron Ignatius, who developed a type of light. It's called near infrared, and it's cool infrared, and I use it extensively for relieving pain, and have found it quite fascinating. And so it's a technology that was developed as a response to a need that NASA had for growing plants in space. But then this Ron Ignatius had studied light for 35 years, and he was way ahead of them. So I've had the good fortune to share that with a number of doctors and my patients, and they buy the device from me, and it's approved by the FDA, and they can apply it to themselves or their family.
Mm-hmm.
And it's used extensively in the Middle East for the wounded soldiers. It's called a Warp 10, which stands for Warfighters Accelerated Recovery by Photobiomodulation. And the 10 is the dimension of the light. So that's been another fascinating thing, that it seems like every day there's something new. And so that's why I have to continue taking care of people.
Do you think the light therapy could be used on some of these children that they say have ADD, ADHD, or behavior disorders?
Well, I think that, and also I believe that there's multiple factors there. And just recently, we heard on the news that they recognized that the dyes in the food may be a factor. Well, I remember 35, 40 years ago, Dr. Feingold came out with a book, and people that had hyperactive children were reading labels and informing each other if they saw any dyes that were added to the food.
Mm-hmm.
So that's a big factor, but I believe that also with the cranial work, plus checking into lifestyles, our children eat too many sugary products, and the other thing, too, is they eat too much microwave food. They shouldn't even eat that at all. It alters the vibration of the food and renders it dead. So I don't recommend microwaving anything.
Okay. The other thing that you also work with that I find kind of fascinating is the cellular rejuvenation.
Yeah, this is something I've been working with for over 26 years. I don't do this myself, but I've referred hundreds of patients outside the country for this therapy, and it's analogous but much more advanced than the research they're doing in this country using embryonic cells. And all the things they're saying that can be accomplished with this type of therapy, I've seen happen. And we've used, the doctor I work with uses embryonic sheep cells, and they're very compatible with the human body. And
mm-hmm.
I've seen very advanced degenerative diseases turn around in a very short while. And so it's exciting to me. I'm on the staff of the clinic that does this, so I help to refer people and then also participate in the program itself. But we can't do it here in the United States. It's forbidden, so we have to go outside the country.
Which is kind of unfortunate, I think. But, you know, they do what they need to do here, apparently. Can you both give out, or one of you give out, a phone number or a website and where you guys are located?
My wife can do that.
Okay.
Okay. Well, the best phone number to reach us at is the one in Wisconsin, and that's 608-588-3475. And we're just getting a website together. Probably in a couple more weeks we'll have things up and running. But the website is vitalhealthprograms.com. And it's programs with an S on the end. So it's vitalhealthprograms.com.
Okay. And Leslie, since you're on the phone again, I also want to ask you about the quantum touch with children. Because on part of your bio, you talked about how you work with children and you actually believe that children should learn how to do it.
Well, that's something I'm in the process of getting together. I have some friends that have kids that are the age that I'd like to work with, so I'm working with them finding experiments, like when you run energy through your hands, you know, how it changes the taste of soda pop, or there are other drinks, which I don't really recommend soda pop, but all kids are used to that. I'm trying to figure out different experiments that the children will have fun doing.
Okay.
And then put it, instead of the regular two-day class, have a shorter class, because when I teach the quantum touch, you spend most of the day convincing the adults that they can really do this. And really working with energy, having energy run through you, and being able to do something with that energy is something all of us can do. You know, you don't have to be some special, you know, it's not a special talent or gift. It's something we all can do. All we have to do is just find a few little tricks that seem to work best for each person, and boom, you can do it.
Mm-hmm.
So that's something I'm in the process of. I was thinking that there may be some schools in the area where they'd actually let me come in, and but I think it would be so much fun. Richard Gordon, who developed Quantum Touch, one of his goals is to have children all over the world. You know, if somebody hurts, they just go and put their hands on them,
mm-hmm.
which they kind of do anyhow. But, you know, for the first time, it will be recognized as a real healing technique and actually a science.
Do you think that everyone has the healing energy within them?
Oh, yeah, yes. Well, like when I teach the Quantum Touch classes,
mm-hmm.
most of the people that come are not already, some of them are Reiki practitioners or massage therapists or chiropractors, but usually at least 50% of them are people that just somehow ended up in the class. They just, you know, their angel somehow tugged them by the ear and got them to the class, and they've never done anything like that before. And, you know, by the time lunch happens, by the time we break for lunch the first day, there's all kinds of things happening in class. People's pain is going away, old football injuries, you know, all kinds of things can happen. And so, but Richard Gordon says all of us can be world-class healers.
And I really believe that. I really think people have this tendency to think that they cannot do something. And because they keep themselves thinking that way, you know, obviously they can't. They keep blocking it themselves. But I would think that if people were made a little bit more aware that everybody has this ability just to try it, or, you know, have like little workshops so people can just come in and try it, I think they would probably find out how much energy they can, you know, they have for healing, or even, again, you know, helping themselves get through some things. Because people appear to be kind of giving up today, and I think that's, you know, I mean, there's a lot of negative energy out there, and I think people are having a hard time with it. And I think the more that they can learn about what is out there that can help them or they can help themselves with, I think is real important for people.
Oh, I agree. And right now, there can be negative energy there, but there's a lot of energy. There's a lot of shifts in energy right now. And just even something simple like this also helps people gain a sense of control.
Mm-hmm.
That they're not helpless, they're not a victim, there's something they can do. You know, even no matter what situation you're in, there's something you can do. So it's very empowering.
Mm-hmm. Now, Leslie, you also do infant massage.
Oh, yes, I love that.
Tell the listeners a little bit about it and why you think it's, you know, kind of important that it be done.
Well, the infant massage is one of the most important things in helping, like, a mother and child to bond.
Mm-hmm.
Because it establishes a form of communication between the mother and the child. When I first took the class, I thought I was going to get to massage babies. I didn't realize that they were going to teach me to teach other people. So I was like, yeah, I want to massage babies. But what they did was teach you how to teach other people how to massage their infants. And I'm so glad to see a lot of the hospitals now are picking up on this.
Mm-hmm.
And you can check most hospitals. They usually have a really good prenatal and pregnancy, and after the baby's born, they usually have good programs, and it's usually included in there. But when the baby is really little and still in just a crying stage, just by the touch, the baby will let you know. Some babies don't like their face touched.
Mm-hmm.
Some babies don't like their feet touched. And so right away, the baby lets the mother know, or the father, and then they start to begin this communication process, which helps, you know, not only when they're massaging, but it helps the mother to tune into the baby, helps the bonding process for the child. The child learns right from the beginning that this isn't as scary and cold and harsh place as they thought it was, because the parents or another, you know, one of the guardians, whoever, you know, is in the family, is there to meet their needs. and to be gentle with them and to be there, you know, all the time. So all of us need a good start. It would have made a lot of things a lot easier.
Of course
when
it would.
I took the class, it was very interesting. They had a lot of nurses in the class. And when we did a role reversal about how a baby is treated in the hospital, the nurses were breaking down in tears because, you know, here's these babies, they're putting these plastic things, they're laid on their back, they're staring at fluorescent lights. You know, they didn't really realize, you know, how rough it is for a baby to come into the world in a normal hospital setting.
Right. And again, I think it's, you know, kind of true that they needed to kind of know that so they do know how to treat the babies a little bit better, or at least make, you know, their place that they're staying until they really get to go home a little bit more comfortable where it's not, you know, bothering them or making them feel uncomfortable. You also do flower essence.
Ooh, yes. The flower essences I like to use are called star flower essences, and she's out of Santa Barbara. And they're really wonderful essences that come from, some of them are flowers from Peru, and some of them are orchids from the Andean up by Machu Picchu, and then some of them are flowers from Santa Barbara. And then she also has a line of gem elixirs right now, too. And unlike Bach flower remedies, they came into existence probably, you know, after like World War II, and there was a whole different mindset, and there was a whole different spiritual frequency at that time. But now with the new energies coming in and this, all these big shifts in energy, these essences are just so darn happy.
I bet.
Especially the orchids. There's one called Freedom, Libertad. Yes, it's French on there. And it's so much fun to study them. And they're fun to work with people. It's amazing how just the frequency of a flower can change your whole emotional, mental pattern.
Do you think, Leslie, I don't mean to interrupt, but do you think that if the schools would use some of the flower essences, that it would help the kids to either pay more attention or to keep it so that their focus point is much better?
I think so. I've been trying to get teachers to sneak things in for a long time. That, and even, you know, using peppermint in their class, you know, spritzing some peppermint essential oil around can help the children to start to pay attention and focus. Flower essences, too. I know you mentioned, you know, children with ADD or, you know, similar problems. They're very sensitive to frequency. So I think using these with children would be very helpful. And I know some of the children I've worked with that have had some pretty severe, they're beyond ADD. And because they were actually, one little boy I'm thinking of in particular, he's actually damaged by the drugs that the doctors put him on. He's permanently damaged. And so he just couldn't control himself at all. And when I was doing the essential oils on him every week, he really calmed down. He could, and he could focus better and get through the class easier. So I think the flower essences, essential oils, I think they could be very helpful to children on an everyday basis, actually.
I'm trying to get a grant, and my grant is to start what's called the School of Now.
Oh.
And this School of Now would be using all of the metaphysical stuff that I myself and other people, you know a lot about to help all of the children to stay focused, all of the children to get along better, all of the children to be a little bit better satisfied and to have a much easier time learning.
Oh.
And so I'm going to base it mostly on using the metaphysical world of knowledge which is what they used many thousands of years ago, to help these children who are having such a very hard time that have been diagnosed or misdiagnosed, however you want to put it, with ADD, ADHD, or behavioral problems. And it would be using a lot of the things that, you know, we have talked about already, because I think every single thing that we've talked about, including the cranial work, the chiropractic work, all of it, the nutrition, I think all of these kids need to have a whole big gamut of that stuff versus what they have now in school.
Oh, I agree with you. I'm on board with that. If you ever give me a call,
I will let you know, because I have a person who's trying to put the grant stuff together for me to see if we can get one, and I will then be looking for people who have all different kinds of knowledge, you know, in different areas, to come help, you know, work with it, put it all together.
Well,
and I think it would be really great. I'm going to go back and pick on William a little bit. Is that okay?
Sure.
William, you're being too quiet again. Okay.
Well, I know how to behave myself and not interrupt people when they're talking.
That's great. You know, William, you in your bio, you said that you would like to be able to help people for at least 50 years. And you've already said that you've been doing it for 47 years.
Yes.
So during this next 3 years, do you foresee more and more information coming in to help people, you know, using different modems here to get their health much, much better than what it is now?
Yes, I do. The thing that is gratifying to me in is that there's so much information out there, and then I see so many universities doing research into nutrition and acting like, you know, they're discovering certain things that have been around for a long time.
Mm-hmm.
But the fact that they're paying attention to it just gratifies me to no end, because then the information gets out to the multitude, and then they, after a while, they say, oh, well, I guess maybe that works then, because it's fashionable.
Mm-hmm.
And when something's fashionable, then people want to latch on to it, you know. And so I would like to digress just a minute and go back. And when you're talking about the quantum touch,
mm-hmm.
and what Leslie didn't say and what I have seen in her is that what enabled you to be a healer is if you're heart-centered.
Okay.
And if you have compassion and you desire for somebody to be free of pain, and you lay your hands on it, and all mothers are healers, because a child gets an injury, they come up, kiss at mommy, you know, and she touches them, and then they run off and start playing again.
Mm-hmm.
And so, and that's coming from the heart. So if a healer is just trying to do, you know, something from their head, it doesn't work as well.
Mm-hmm.
It has to come from the heart. And the heart uses more energy than the brain, and the heart should dominate the head, but the head tries to dominate the heart. And we all have been guilty of this, thinking we can figure it all out when we just need to do it, you know. And I want to just tell you one thing. I had the good fortune. I was a hospital corpsman in the Navy, and I worked in a dependents hospital.
Mm-hmm.
And I worked in the nursery, and I was the first person to put bare hands on a newborn baby, and I gave them their first bath. And, you know, being a sailor, it wasn't too macho, but it was one of my greatest privileges.
Mm-hmm.
And then I went from there and worked in the delivery room and helped deliver 300 babies.
Wow.
So the touching is so important. And in chiropractic, we find that if a parent will just massage along the spine, it speeds up the maturing of the nervous system. So that child will have a greater chance of having better coordination, walking sooner. And so there's so many factors related to touch.
Mm-hmm.
But here again, it has to be a loving touch.
Right.
So anything that will enable a child to flourish and be all they can be, I think, is the most important job we have. The children are the answer to our problems with the world. And so I'm all enthused about helping Leslie whatever way I can. And I'm probably working until I'm 100 years old, you know. And with the cell therapy, I'm probably biologically about 62 and chronologically 77.
Mm-hmm.
So that's to my advantage.
William, do you think when a baby is first born that it would help the baby in its entirety to have like some form of an adjustment?
Well, oftentimes it all depends on, you know, what type of delivery and how long it was. And so there are many times when there's a lot of pressure on the neck, and you have to be very adept at palpating the neck and knowing exactly what to do. It's not just something that anyone, any chiropractor can do. You have to be a pediatric chiropractor, I say, you know, and have studied this and put a lot of attention into dealing with children. But the craniopathy is essential in having every child's head examined, because as the brain begins to to fill the cranium, which takes about 2 years, if there's a misalignment, for instance, of the temporal bone, it'll press on the motor center, and that's when you have cerebral palsy.
Mm-hmm.
And that was proven by a doctor I met in 1949 through research he had done. And unfortunately, I don't believe any obstetricians use forceps anymore, but sometimes they're in a hurry to get the baby born, and so its head banging against the pelvic floor can cause a dissociation of the bones of the skull, and they need to be examined and molded back into their proper position.
Yes, yeah. I think that's very important, because I think, just like what you said, there's been a lot of babies that, you know, have had something go wrong with them, and it really could have been adjusted, you know, ahead of time, so that might not have happened. You know, my only thing is, if somebody has done this that long ago, why are they still having such a hard time believing that this can help, you know, babies or anybody else?
Well, it takes a long time for people to accept the truth. And sometimes the obvious is hard to accept. And I've had to learn a lot of patience through my lifetime in watching things mature and become utilized by people in the healing field. But I don't give up hope. I see a lot of advancement. And so we have to be optimistic about all these things.
Again, I think that's pretty important. You're also a neurologist.
Well, I study the nervous system as a everything I do relates, as a chiropractor, relates to the nervous system. And so we have to assess how well the nervous system is functioning. And a lot of the unseen things are happening. For instance, like most people don't realize that when they're having their spine adjusted, it's affecting the autonomic nervous system, which controls all the internal organs. So I've had the good fortune to have continuous chiropractic care over the years, and I paid for it. I didn't go to a chiropractor at a convention and have him give me adjustment, you know, in some awkward environment. I go to a chiropractor regularly. As a chiropractor, I put a lot of stress on my own body, working with people that are sometimes quite large, and so I need to have adjustments. And the main thing is it maintains the function of my autonomic nervous system, so that my glands, organs, and tissues are functioning. It's just not to relieve pain.
Mm-hmm.
And most people don't realize that chiropractic does this. Most of my patients realize it, because they'll consult me before they do anything else, and I'll recommend that they go and see another specialist. And I'm never remiss to refer somebody out to another chiropractor that may have more skill than myself. mm-hmm. or to a medical doctor that has what they need. And so I think that's the main thing, is knowing what you can do and knowing your what you can't do, and then knowing other people that can take care of the problems that you assess.
There is, I can't think of the name of it. Instead of a chiropractor, you know, like popping you with their hands, they use this other little thing that has like some pressure behind it. It's like, it looks like, it looks
like...
they
call it a, it's a little type of gun. That,
yeah, it looks like, you know, kind of like a syringe with a spring but no needle on
yes,
it.
Yes, right. I've never used that. I know that there are chiropractors very versed in using that, and it has an effect on the nervous system and can be beneficial to some people. I'm more mechanical in that, but I do like incorporate acupuncture and using this light and deep tissue massage and quantum touch and essential oils, and so my patients get the works.
That's
when they come
good.
In. Whatever their need is, they get it all. And I don't have a large number of people that I see, but the ones I do take care of, I charge more, and they get more for their money.
Mm-hmm.
And so they say, well, I've gone to another chiropractor. He never does anything you do. I said, well, you're just fortunate you know me.
Yeah. You should just tell me you didn't know what you're missing until now.
Yeah, that's right.
Now, you have two locations.
Yeah, I'm still practicing in Illinois as a chiropractor, and then I practice as a chiropractor and naturopath, and I'm also a clinical nutritionist and a certified clinical nutritionist. So I think I got certified in clinical nutrition in 1967 and acupuncture in 68. And so I've been doing this along with chiropractic. So, and in Illinois, I have a pretty broad practice, so I see all kinds of conditions, and I work with all kinds of situations, and then now that I have Leslie in my life and she's able to help me find that needle in the haystack, it makes it much easier for me, and so we can solve the problems and have the patient restored to what we call vital health instead of just free of symptoms.
I'm sure people need to make appointments before they can come and see you.
Oh, yes. I only go by appointments, and I don't have a big waiting room that I have people standing in line. I just I interview them on the phone to see if I want to accept them as a patient,
mm-hmm.
and if I can help them. And then if I feel so, then I'll have them set an appointment with me.
Okay, now you do it in Winfield, Illinois, and also Spring Green in Wisconsin?
The Spring Green, Wisconsin. I don't do chiropractic. There's chiropractors in the area. And I'm trying to relieve the physical stress on my body, but chiropractic is pretty hard on our bodies. And that, not that I'm not capable of doing this, just that I am trying to extend my life by not working so physically hard.
I don't blame you. I don't blame you one bit. Now, can you give out the phone number again in case people would like to call you in case they have any questions?
Well, my phone number in Illinois is 630-871-9940. And I'm only there on Thursday, Friday, and Saturday.
Okay.
And I'm in
Wisconsin
also, the rest of the time.
Is there also a Wisconsin number?
Yeah, that's the same that Leslie had given. It's 608-588-3475.
Okay.
I do quite a bit of counseling on the phone at a distance. People call me from various parts of the country, and sometimes I just give them advice what to do. And it's time-consuming, but...
You can put them on programs, too.
Yeah, I can put them on a program at a distance.
Mm-hmm. Which is kind of important, you know, so that people can get on a program. Now, do you do the dowsing, or does Leslie do the dowsing?
Leslie's the dowser.
Okay, so I'm going to have to talk to Leslie again and pick on her a little bit more. Okay. Okay, Leslie, can you explain a little bit about dowsing and how that works?
Well, dowsing is a very ancient art, actually. It actually, Hanna Kroger says, has a whole book on how it actually goes back to biblical times. But the easiest way to explain it is if you've seen an old cowboy movie,
mm-hmm.
and you see a guy with a stick and he's looking for water and it points down when there's water,
okay.
that's dowsing. And basically dowsing is checking for frequencies.
Okay.
So you can use a stick and look for water. You can use those little rods that go back and forth to look for things like ley lines or underground water. Or you can use a pendulum. Hanna Kroger used a pendulum. Or you can do muscle testing. Some people may have gone to a doctor where they have their arm out to the side, and the doctor will press on their arm.
Mm-hmm.
It's called kinesiology.
Mm-hmm.
They'll touch different points of the body to see if it goes weak or stays strong. So the dowsing I do is with muscle testing on my own hand because it's just faster for me. I've been doing it probably headed. An old dowsing master teach me how to douse probably back in 1991 or so. I wanted to learn how to douse, but I knew this one guy was in the Dowsing Association, and so I asked him if he'd teach me to douse. He says, okay, we drove to a forest preserve, and I thought, well, this could be a little shaky here. He says, close your eyes, and then he says, give me your car keys, and he throws, this is how gullible I am. He throws the car keys to the woods, and he gives me a pair of dowsing rods, and he says, okay, now you've got to find the car keys. So what I had to do was focus on the car keys, and when I was pointing to a direction, as I faced north, south, east, west, the dowsing rods would swing towards the direction where the keys were. So you can look for underground water. You can look for, I've taught my sister how to douse for, she's got gold claims out in Colorado and how to douse to find gold.
Cool.
But you can also douse for health. Some people say it's like being a medical intuitive.
Mm-hmm.
But what you're doing is checking all the different organs of the body and systems of the body and see what level they're working at. And if they're working low, like if the heart is working low, then I start checking through Hanna Kroger's and a lot of other people's different products and things to find out what that person needs to balance out their heart. And the cool thing about this process is that it really helps the body to regain health,
mm-hmm.
how to bring whatever systems are out of balance back into balance. And then I do the dowsing, and then I let William put them on the program.
Well, that's pretty good.
But it's really fascinating. Sometimes he tries to trick me. He won't let me know who it is I know the person's name or what their problems are. And most of the time I come up with exactly the same thing that a lot of times by the time I see William, they've gone to, several doctors.
Mm-hmm.
And they've had thousands and thousands of dollars worth of tests. And I can pick up the same thing that the tests are saying, they have a bad heart or whatever. But I can also pick up things that regular medical science doesn't even know about. Because I've been studying Hanna Kroger's work for a long time.
Mm-hmm.
She talks, there's like one kidney, if your right kidney is functioning at a low level, that has to do with heavy metals. If your left kidney is functioning at a low level, that has to do with a bacterial infection. So, somebody's heart could be out of balance, but it's because of parasites, not because of cholesterol.
Mm-hmm.
So I can pick up things that a regular medical test would never pick up.
And save people lots of money.
Yeah, really.
that's pretty cool.
Yeah, it would be very interesting to the people who follow the program get better.
Mm-hmm.
The people who don't follow it, just like anything else, don't get better.
Mm-hmm.
But it's really satisfying to see after they start working with William and he puts them on their program and he keeps checking with them, make sure they're, cause sometimes it's very complicated if you get somebody that has some major health problems going on.
Mm-hmm.
So he has to make sure they stay on the program and kind of follow. Sometimes you have to change things around if somebody's detoxing too fast or whatever. you have to keep an eye on them.
Mm-hmm. You also do, it's called TBM, total body modifications.
Yeah, that's a fascinating process. It's called total body modification. And by simple tapping along the spine, again, we're doing muscle testing with the person. The person mm-hmm. stands in front of me. And actually, I douse down a chart to see which things we need to check on. And then by muscle testing their arm, we figure out what's going on. Like a lot of times people, their adrenal glands are low.
Mm-hmm.
So there's two spots on the, above and below the belly button or from right left the belly button. And one way is too much adrenal, one way is too much cortisol. So, and then by figuring out which one it is, like if it's their adrenal, their adrenaline, then you tap along the spine, there's certain areas like, it'll be like T4, T6, T8, something like that. I have to check the book. I can't remember all these offhand. And then by tapping on them and breathing, it kind of changes the energy. It changes the frequency around. And then when you test their adrenal glands again, they're strong. And the people that I get to work on with that every week, they see a big difference, a big change. In fact, people start asking them, what are you doing? Their eyes are sparkling. And they're But once you're just turning on organs that have been turned off. Sometimes something simple like, you know, eating microwave food or sitting at your computer too long can take some of your different frequencies in your body and flip them around or lower them. So it's real easy to get out of balance. And it's a nice, easy way to switch them back on. And I call it, it's like doing a tune-up.
Do you think a lot of people have some form of something being unbalanced within them is why some diseases all of a sudden tend to show up?
Oh, well, that's most of the things I read and study, they say that usually when the frequency is off or there's an imbalance present, then eventually that manifests into the physical and causes physical problems. Like before, like I just had somebody today say, well, I'm perfectly healthy, but could you do some dowsing on me? And I'm like, oh, she might be surprised. Because she may have, you know, things that are blocked. Sometimes I'll do some dowsing on people, and I'm like, William, you better get to this person right away. They're right on the brink of something. You know, there's just too many things that didn't look right.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they're right on the brink, so you really need to get going on this fast. So, yeah, mostly it starts in the frequency first. And like I said, there's a lot of things in our modern world that can throw your frequency off. We're exposed to it all the time. Cell towers, microwaves, and also going back to children, here are these little kids, these beautiful little star children with all this energy and all this light. And then they go to school, and they're sitting in a big building that's made with a big metal frame, and there's all kinds of electricity running through it.
Mm-hmm.
And they're just like, ha, 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 they're totally wired. And then the teacher calls up the parents, say, there's something wrong with your kids, blah, 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 blah. And the parents says, but they don't do that at home. You know, well, you know, and then, so they blame it on the parents. Well, you must be doing something wrong because this kid isn't, you know, the... And I'm sure a lot of people have heard this song and dance before, but a lot of times it's because of the energy in the school.
Mm-hmm.
There's too much electricity just coursing through the walls and the floors, and the children are just too sensitive, and it throws them way out of balance. It's where the essential oils or the flower essences could help calm that down, and there's some other things, too. Well, you could want to talk about that?
No, I'm going to have you talk about that because you discovered it.
You don't have to be shy, William. It's okay.
That's all right. I give her credit where it's due. I just wanted to talk about the experiments were conducted in the schools in Wisconsin with children that were hyperactive, and they found out there was a lot of stray voltage. And so a man invented a device.
Stetzer.
A Stetzer.
Yeah.
Device to put into the your outlets, which would lower the stray voltage. And we actually found out about it. I heard about it on Wisconsin Public Radio, and then I called. I was on my way down to Illinois. I called Leslie. I said, get on the program and then find out where they're having a meeting tonight to talk about this. And so she went to that meeting and met the man that invented this filter that will bring down the stray energy in a room. Because you have wires running through the walls. It creates an energy field that will disturb the children. It's just like fluorescent lights can disturb their energy. And as you have a full spectrum light, you're going to affect them. And so she was able to follow through on that while I was working, and then we've been able to help a lot of people that were actually quite sick, and we went and found that had sick houses, you know, and there's a device to check the amount of stray voltage.
Mm-hmm.
You plug it in, and you can measure the amount, and then you can see the difference when you add these filters, and it changes the entire health of the person. And some people are more sensitive than others. It depends on, you know, their... In fact, sometimes what it happens is most people, they have a digital clock beside their bed, which is not a good thing, you know, because it's giving off stray voltage. And the outlets are always by the head of the bed, so you can have lamps so you can read in bed or turn a light on when you get up. And this is where you really need to check, because you spend a lot of time in that room,
mm-hmm.
in the bedroom. So yeah, Leslie was instrumental in having a company in Madison market this product, and it's called Southern Herbs, and they have people can call there and buy the devices directly from them, and the device to check their stray voltage in their house. And I think this is a big environmental factor in offices, in factories, in homes, and where a person's spending a lot of time, especially where they're using computers all the time. They're mm-hmm. exposed to a lot of stray voltage and to ELF waves. So this is a big factor in affecting the health. It takes a while for it to have a prolong or create pathology in the body, but eventually it will.
Also, when they did the study in the school, the children with asthma, asthma is going up
mm-hmm.
astronomically right now. Almost every kid's got an inhaler and a cell phone right now. But the asthma went down. There's a lot of teachers. When my massage practice was on full blast down in Illinois, I had a lot of teachers because using the essential oils on people with fibromyalgia really helped a lot.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of teachers have fibromyalgia. And that went down. The teachers were feeling better. There were all kinds of, they charted all this, you know, how many days missed from school, you know, how sick they were, how fast flus went through. And there were just unbelievable, you know, responses once they controlled this electricity, this stray voltage that was going through. Very interesting, though. But that's just one of the things that we're all exposed to in the modern society, and the way we live our modern lives, that can affect your frequency, that will affect the health of your organs, and eventually manifest in outright diseases.
All this has been very, very enlightening, and I'd like you to give out both phone numbers again before we run out of time to the listeners, please.
Okay, my husband's Illinois phone number is 630-871-9940, and the Wisconsin phone number is 608-588-3475.
Both of you have been just fascinating, actually. You both know so much. I'm so glad that you decided you'd come on and be my guest.
Oh, thank you.
And I would like to thank both of you. I'm going to have you guys on another time when we can go into a little bit more, because there were still some more questions I wanted to ask, but we've basically ran out of time. But I would really like to thank you for being on the show for today and taking the time.
You're welcome.
Well, thank you.
You're very welcome. You guys take care. And we'll talk soon, okay?
Okay.
All right. Thank you very much. I'd like to thank you, the listeners. I hope that you enjoyed the show as much as I did, and I hope that you give these two great people a call in case you have any questions. And may God bless all of you, and have a great week. Take care. Bye now.